Hannibal's Bridge. The first name of the bridge came from a Carthaginese, an ancient mercenary soldier of the Roman age, who, according to the legend, crossed the bridge itself. This episode, however, has never been proven. The second name derives from the nearby church of Sant'Angelo on the right of the bridge. The legend says that Sant'Angelo and the devil were fighting, when the latter, bitterly defeated, kicked the bridge on its right-hand side. The damage has only recently been repaired and the bridge made sturdy once again. For certain, we can trace the bridge's fabrication as far back as 131-121 before Christ. It used to be part of the ancient Via Popilia, joining Reggio di Calabria to Capua, road whose construction took place under the reign of Emperor Tiberius Gracco. In 1961, the bridge siege was evaluated by analyzing the limestone rock of which it is made. Tests proven that it is more than 2,000 years. Here is some further information of Hannibal's bridge. It is 3.45 meters wide, 11 meters high, and about 55 meters long. It has a double arc span, and its red limestone tuff was probably extracted from a quarry not too far away. Hannibal's bridge has been withstanding bad weather and the overflow of the Savuto River for the past 2,000 years and can still be safely crossed. Along the Fabricius Bridge on the Tiberina Island 69 before Christ and the Milio Bridge 179 before Christ, the Bridge of Sant'Angelo, to use the other name, has been documented as one of the oldest and the most important Italian bridges. High up on the hill, which dominates Diano, near a grassy site, are the remains of a very old castle, whose origin can be traced as far back as 1100 Anno Domini, when the Empress Costanza decreed the construction of a castle in Sciano and another in Nicastro.